You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. New job numbers out this week from the state's Department of Workforce Development seem to show some promising news for the state's economy. From September 2014 to September 2015, the state added just over 30,000 private sector jobs. That's a 10% increase from the previous 12-month period. Wages have gone up as well, according to the same data, and new national numbers show better than expected job growth for the month of February. So, good news for Wisconsin, and what's behind the increases? Here with us now to discuss the latest job numbers is Brian Jacobson. He's Chief Portfolio Strategist at Wells Fargo Funds and an Associate Professor at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Well, put this in perspective, Brian, 30,000 sounds like a decent number of jobs added in that one-year span. Is that something we should view as a positive or trailing behind what we might be hoping for?
Well, I think that it is a positive if you kind of look at the longer trajectory. You know, 30,000 doesn't really sound like a lot, and a little bit of context around that, if you kind of consider that in Wisconsin itself, the level of employment is obviously significantly lower than it is in larger populated states like Illinois and the such. But we have, you know, 2.4 million employees in Wisconsin as of the end of 2014. That's some of the more recent data that we have, compared to 116 million nationwide. And so the 30,000, that's a big improvement over what it was, say, even a year ago. A year ago, a lot of people were talking about how slow the pace of job creation was in Wisconsin, and it really did seem to almost kick it up a notch here over the last year. Part of that is just because of the good job gains that we've seen nationwide. A lot of what happens in Wisconsin tends to be driven very much by national trends, and not necessarily anything that's like idiosyncratic or very specific to Wisconsin itself.
If I can be a bit wonky and nerdy here, let's look at what these numbers are. In the last couple governor's elections, there's been a lot of look at jobs numbers. There are the monthly numbers, which people say aren't quite as reliable, and then there are the these numbers, this thing that's more reliable, but it comes out usually 6 or so months after the fact. These are the better numbers, though they're a little old by now. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, there's sort of this trade-off as far as the economic data. If you want the data sooner, they tend to not be as reliable. If you're willing to wait, you get a lot more respondents. You get a lot more analysis going into it. And so the monthly numbers coming out, the reason why the newspaper articles oftentimes look at these quarterly data series is because it's based upon surveying basically 96 to 98% of all employers. Whereas if you look at the monthly numbers, like, for example, you can go out there and see what was the job gains back in December. Those are based on a very small sample size. So they want to get the data out there quickly so people can start making, you know, decisions based on it. But the downside to that quickness is it's not quite as reliable.
So do we know if there are particular sectors of the Wisconsin job market that are driving this growth?
You know, a lot of it has been the same story as what we've had across the United States, which is that manufacturing has actually done pretty well. It's interesting if you look at the service sector across the United States compared to Wisconsin itself. The service sector in Wisconsin is slightly smaller. That's why a lot of people think about Wisconsin being a manufacturing economy. But manufacturing is really only about 19% of total employment in Wisconsin. Compare that to nationwide, which is around 10.5%. So we're not exactly, you know, where 50% are manufacturing. So when people talk about Wisconsin being a manufacturing economy, you have to put that in context. It's still only about, you know, 20% of the overall employment. But a lot of the gains have been in manufacturing and quite a bit in construction as well. It's kind of fascinating. Just this morning, the employment situation report came out. So that's the nationwide survey. And over the last, basically, since September, construction has added a significant number of jobs in residential real estate and some of the specialty trades, and Wisconsin is participating in that as well. So, you know, you've got manufacturing, you've got construction, but I do have to say there's also some of the lower skill jobs that are being created. That's why today we saw the average hourly wage dropping, is because there were a lot of like retail trade and food and drinking establishment jobs that were created, which don't typically tend to be on the higher end of the spectrum as far as the hourly wages.
Talking to Brian Jacobson about economic news from Wisconsin and from around the country. He's chief portfolio strategist at Wells Fargo Funds, associate professor at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Let's stay on that wage issue, Brian. Now, the decline you just mentioned in hourly wage, that was from the National Report, is that right?
Yes, that was from the National Report. So it was basically a 3-cent decline in February, going from January to February. But going from December to January, there is a 12-cent increase. So it goes up one month, it might come down another. There's some reasons why maybe the number went down, not just due to the composition of jobs, perhaps because more than half of the jobs created in February were towards the lower end of the spectrum as far as with wages. But also there was a little seasonal factor, the fact that they do these surveys and it's supposed to be like as of the pay period that includes the 12th day of the month, so it included February 12th, and it just so happened that that pay period, it ended up on a Friday as opposed to a different day of the week, and there's this weird seasonal pattern where sometimes that means that the number is down a little bit. It's perhaps a response bias, because remember, these are all based on surveys of employers where they're looking at what was your payroll and what were you going to pay people, and so if they're actually doing the payroll that day or if they're doing it that week, you tend to get more accurate answers than if it's, say, it's going to be next Monday that I'm going to be doing the payroll. So you do get some of these weird response biases in some of these surveys.
Well, one big question of the recovery from the Great Recession has been, okay, jobs seem to be coming back, maybe not as fast as we'd like, but they're coming back. But wages were lagging there for a long time. Are we seeing any kind of steady growth in wages?
There is, yes, even though wages aren't growing that rapidly, they are still growing. So it's just the big question, I think, going into, say, from 2009 all the way through 2013 is why aren't wages going up faster? So it wasn't so much that they weren't growing, because they were. It's just that they weren't growing at the same pace as what they were historically. Even now, wages are only growing at around 2.2%. That's the most recent data that we have from the national survey, the year-on-year growth rate in the average hourly income of 2.2%, that is not close to what the Federal Reserve might prefer to see it at, which would be closer to about 3 to 3.5%. So, you know, as far as why is that happening? Well, part of it is because there's more to a person's compensation than just their wage. There's also the cost of benefits. So if you actually look at another indicator called the Employment Cost Index, that's a little bit more comprehensive, and because of how comprehensive it is, it's not as timely, but that's showing that total compensation, when you include benefits, that's growing at a little bit faster pace at around 3.5%. So it's still not at the historical averages, but this is not a historically average economic recovery either.
But if I could throw a bad news spin, that means if I'm an employer and I'm paying my employees the same amount, but the health care premiums I'm paying my portion of for them goes up, that's going to bring up that number, but none of us are going to feel any happier about that.
Yeah, that is one of the problems with when your compensation is more than just your wage. People, employees maybe don't value some of those other benefits as much as what it costs the employer to provide. It was very interesting listening to the previous segment as far as when you were talking about the Affordable Care Act, as far as the effect that that's had on the cost of insurance and the mandate and the such as, would people maybe be further off receiving that as cash from their employer and then buying it on some sort of exchange instead? But that's more of a political decision. But you're absolutely correct that the employer costs are increasing. Now, I do have to say, though, health insurance costs have not been going up as quickly as they historically had been. So coming out of this with this economic recovery, health insurance costs have been going up, but not at the same rapid pace as previous to this recovery. Part of that, maybe it's attributable to the Affordable Care Act, but a big part of it is also probably just due to how slow the economic recovery is.
And Brian, just in our last minute here, we've talked state, we've talked national. Let's put this in an international context. The U.S. economy, we could look at it and say, gosh, this isn't much of a recovery. It's going really slowly. But some people said, yeah, well, compared to Japan, China, Eurozone, we're looking pretty good. How do you read that?
Well, that's absolutely correct. If you were to just say, look at from 2010 to 2015, the United States, the per annum growth rate for GDP was around 2.1%, whereas in other advanced economies like Japan and Europe, it averaged around 1.8%. So we are growing faster, although it could certainly be better. Global growth has been around 3.8 to 4%, which is slower than what it was in the pre-financial crisis period. But there are early signs, I think, of manufacturing especially beginning to emerge from what I've referred to as this winter period for manufacturing. It's been this slowdown, but there are early signs that maybe that winter is turning into spring.
Brian, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Brian Jacobson, Chief Portfolio Strategist at Wells Fargo Funds, Associate Professor at Wisconsin Lutheran College, breaking down some of the latest job numbers in Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.